Blog Talk Radio.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, but it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And there's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it, It has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe. We shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory is won, some would be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the
Japanese ever had. You got more man than they would ever. themselves because they never had. They don't have enough sand or enough vegetables. Yes, they're almost self-sustained and food. You got all the land available to you.
You tonight. I'm here in Maryville, Indiana. And here in Maryville, Indiana, I want to thank the people here in Maryville, Indiana, being so nice to me today. I want to say to you, Sister Teresa, I want to say to you, Sister Joanne, here in Maryville. We're in Maryville, and we'll be back in Chicago tomorrow. But as we're in Maryville, we want to tell you that the people were real nice. They had the masks on, and we prayed and prophesied. I want to tell you there's no limit what God can do for you. Ruby, I'm praying for you and your daughter. There's no flower on earth that heaven can not heal. There's no limit to no boundary. I just want to say that tonight. With all that going on, God is still in control. And I want to say to you, freedom is not free. I got Dr. Henry Clark coming on later on to tell you freedom ain't free. And sometimes, you know, I remember back in the day, they was getting free bread. People come from all the way from Harvey to get a loaf of bread. Things are not free. So I want to tell you that tonight. Get ready for a breakthrough of divine healing tonight. And I just want you to do that.
Revolution in China. They were led by Ho Chi Minh. This is a little known fact. These people declared themselves independent in 1945. They quoted our Declaration of Independence in their document of freedom. Yet our government refused to recognize. President Truman said they were not ready for independence. So we fell victim as a nation at that time of the same deadly arrogance that has poisoned the international situation for all of these years. France then set out to reconquer its former colony. They fought 8 long, hard, brutal years trying to reconquer Vietnam. You know who helped France? It was the United States of America. Came to the point that we were meeting more than 80% of the war costs. Even when France started despairing of its reckless action, we did not. In 1954, a conference was called at Geneva. An agreement was reached. because France had been defeated at Dien Bien Phu. Even after that, and even after the Geneva Accord, we did not stop. We must face the sad fact that our government sought a real sense to sabotage the Geneva.
What I want to say tonight, as I get ready to bring Dr. Clark, I want to talk about 9-1-1, 11, what happened 20 years ago. It was a sad thing up in New York for America. But when I think about what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, it took 100 years for us to recognize the killing of 300 blacks or more. And over 300, 400, 500 were killed in Natchez, Mississippi. And in the Delta, in Arkansas, down in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. We have never recognized the violence that happened to a black folk. I just wanted to say that. But we still saying, you know, it's like this. We was over there in the war for 20 years. It's been 20 years since they bombed New York, and it's been 20 years we just got out the war. Bin Laden been dead. What you hanging over there for? For resources. But I want to tell you, healing, God will heal bodies, mind. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal tonight. Pearl, I'm praying for you tonight. Call me. I want to tell you, doors open up. Kim, I haven't heard from you. So I want you to call me tonight. I know you ain't going to call me, but I'm asking you to call. Every letter, every telephone call. We're on tomorrow from 11 to 12 right here in Chicago. And we're in Maryville. Good things, Maryville. But I want to hear a little bit from Dr. Clark. Dr. Henry Clark said freedom is not free. And I want to let you know that sometimes you got to put your life on the line. You got to believe in yourself, believe in what God can do for you. And some of us ain't got no belief. But we run into problems and we let ourselves down. I'm praying for you, you and you. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. God will make things happen.
Away from that historical geography that you cannot do. Why then is an East Indian must come and run a store in your neighborhood and a career? And you complain about a job when you should own a store in the real estate. And if he owns the store, he should be renting from you.
All right. There you go. There you go.
All ethnic groups control at least the real estate in their neighborhood. You don't own the real estate in your neighborhood. There was a time you could have bought up every boarded up house. All they wanted you to do to fix them up and put them back on the tax roll. And you didn't do it. Why can't you see yourself as the manager of great wealth? Until you manage the wealth-producing resources of your neighborhood or your nation, you are not free. When you are dependent on your former colonial master or your former slave master for the sake to be in it, hold your child's diaper together, you are not free. To be a slave is not necessarily to be hungry. A lot of people are hungry and they are not slaves.
be a slave is not to be able to determine your own destiny. Until you can close a door or close a community and say who goes here and on what time, you have no sovereignty. You have no true freedom.
All right.
Now, what have you done with your time that's been retreated from the golden age of nationalism in the 19th century? Let's look at that golden age of 19th century. Why do we do so much when we had nothing, not even safety freedom? And why are we doing so now? Now, we got all kinds of freedom. We get lost in it. Killing each other. Where do we find all these guns? We don't make any of them. Where do we find all this stuff? We don't refine any of it. We don't own any of the equipment to take the substance to make it into dough. We don't control the border to let it into the country. Why so easy to find? Because they control your mind, they control your body.
All right.
You can get those guns. In the 19th century, we didn't think of ourselves as Caribbean people, African-American people, and African people. All of us were African people.
All right.
We didn't have our nose in the air thinking England was our motherland.
All right.
You fool, how can your slave master's country be your motherland?
All right.
We didn't think that way. All of us knew that we had one motherland, it was Africa. And we reached out to each other. We joined each other's freedom movement, pastored in each other's church. Realize there's no solution until there's a solution for all of us. But the historical spot of our beginning was Africa.
All right.
We come to the 20th century. We do not study enough history of other people to understand how they succeeded.
All right.
The Japanese were put in concentration camps in the Second World War. They came out of concentration camps. They got all their property back. They got money. They got reparations. Not one march, not one leap, not one fist in the air. And all you know is you ain't got nothing.
All right. There you go.
What did they do?
Right.
In the so-called Holocaust, you got billions of dollars. Even the money to lay the base for a piece of stolen property they called Israel. A land that never belonged to the Europeans.
That's Dr. Henry Clark talking about reparations. And I want to pick it back on that, because the Jews got reparation, the Indian got reparation, the Italian got reparation, the Jap got reparation, everybody got reparation but the black man. That's where we're at. This is 2021, about 9-1-1. What about happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where 300 blacks was killed, run out of their building? We didn't get reparation for that. 1,000 people was killed in Natchez, Mississippi. The Punch Bowl, ain't nobody said nothing about it. Today, going into 2021-22, we got to ask for reparations. I don't hear Biden talking about giving the black man money. This is my giving these people, just got over him, some money. They're going to get food stamps. They're going to get Social Security. And they will also get a medical card for taxpayers. So we're in a bad situation. And the situation is that we have to stand together. And Dr. Clark was saying, we don't manufacture the gun. We don't manufacture dope, but it's in our community. Stores in your neighborhood, Arabs running, Jews running, Indians running, in your neighborhood. You can't go get no milk and bread in Chicago, Detroit, California, Mississippi, Arkansas. And the Indians take it over to hotels. Women getting their hair fixed, getting wigs, getting the booty cut. They go to the Indians to get that. Oh, y'all ain't going to like me. What in the 20th century, what black been doing? What are we doing besides fighting each other? You know, that's some of the stuff that's going on. This is divine healing night. First, your mind got to be healed for your body to be healed. If your mind be healed, your body would get healed. But, you know, it's so much going on. You know, when you get a little piece of money, you want to go to the suburbs. And when you put people in your business, they tear it up. So you can't say, well, I'm going to rent this to you. I tear it up. But white folks, they don't tear up. So what I'm saying tonight, like Dr. Henry Clark saying, where are we going? Oh, they're hollering about the virus. If you get yourself together, take the right vitamin, clear yourself up, the virus won't hit you. It's going to be more storms, more floods up in the Midwest, up here in Detroit, Chicago, Minnesota. We're going to have a hell of a snowstorm next year, this year coming up. So right now we got a hell of water, floods, tornadoes, all that's going on down south. You say, well, all that's going on, Bishop? You have refused to listen to God. You have refused. You know, everybody doing their own thing. You know, children shooting children. Now, Biden want everybody to take a shot. That's good they want to take the shot. But why are we taking the shot? Why we got to have a booster? Ain't nobody told us yet where this virus really come from. Ain't said it yet. I want to thank the people in Maryville, Indiana. They did a good job in Maryville. God bless you.
Has in his mind the formation You don't worship a single religion that has an African concept of God.
Uh-oh. All right.
Your Christian God, your Christian concept of religion was created at the conference in Nicaea 325 A.D. The Christ you worship was created a few hundred years later in Italy.
All right.
By Michelangelo, an artist with a gender problem.
All right.
Now, who between the conference in Nicaea 5 A.D. in the 1500s, when the Pope commissioned that bishop to be painted, what did the people turn to for Jesus Christ?
Okay.
Nobody, because they had presented him to them.
All right.
Well, they go, well, they get the whole version favorite concept came out of that then. Yeah, they Europeanized the faith and gave it to you, and you bought their concept, not your concept. Having a great literature junction with your concept that you will not read. John Jackson devoted most of his life telling you your side of the religious story. People make concepts to suit the mind they hope to control.
All right.
They have to live by Christianity, the wife.
All right.
Do you think they have dare to live by Islam? He wants you to live by.
Right.
But the Arabs, the bastard child, I'm a bastard child. He's made from the waste matter of Europe and Western Asia. He's every part of everything he ever slept with. He was stupid anything. The male and sometimes female and male. And you followed after him like a fool. Think he's got some ways to lead. You're misusing your energy. I just don't think you listen very well.
Right.
Farrakhan made a speech last year, told you that your eyebrows and your hair, texture on your head, supposed to be the same. If it wasn't, he was cursed by some mysterious God. Because there are black people in the world with colored hair and dark skin who was not cursed.
Right.
I was cleaning a whole lot of mythology. Nobody knows enough to challenge him except somebody like myself and Dr. Ben.
All right.
What am I atoning? There's somebody atoning.
Came from a concept called the state.
Right.
What should
take that concept out of your mind. You are dependent on other people. That East Indian, you can look back and think that India is the second most populated country in the world. The Chinese can look back and China is the most populated country in the world. When you look back at Africa, you don't know what to look back at. You look back at Africa, I don't belong over there. You don't belong over here. Because the concept of state has been wiped from his mind. The educated Africa don't know what kind of state existed in Africa before the Europeans. I don't mind marching. I've been in a whole lot of marches in my life. Everything of significance to the fight for black liberation. For the last 60 years in New York City, I've been a part of it,
all right?
Left and right. March with the communists, march with the socialists, march with anybody that I believe in,
right?
The march for with slavery in Mauritania, in the Sudan. Nobody is willing to march on a single Arab embassy.
All right.
The Arabs now kill black men, take their women, make them work in the field all day, and use them sexually at night.
All right.
They are vicious in the sexual exploitation of black women. So what you getting so dual-eyed over there for?
All right. All right.
You have to create the religion that's turned on you. Conceptualize it based on your need and not give a damn whether anybody lacks it or not.
All right.
It is so good. I didn't say need any of it. I said make it over to suit your need.
Right.
Don't care.
All right.
For the people like one of the great flaws in the left movement that Russia says that they are officially an atheist nation. What fool would have such a little knowledge of people? They would declare themselves an atheist nation. Now all forms of organized religion and contempt. And yet I'm so spiritual, I won't even step on a cockroach. I love life so much.
Right.
I don't think it was necessary to organize religion.
All right.
They were better before you organized them, put one against the other. I know there's a force in the universe larger than me.
Right.
I know I can't make the rain. I can't make a single flower, a petal of a rose.
Right.
I can't bring back the spring or the winter. I know there's something there that I have to be beholden to.
All right.
If you call it God, that's your privilege.
All right.
I choose to respect it.
All right.
Without necessarily calling it anything. And living in Africa among the God people, I became a believer in their faith, a belief system. They think God comes, oh, they don't use the word God, comes out of a body of fresh blood and a body of fresh water. Use his strength for each hour.
When you're happy place, put a smile on your face. Call or book online today.
In difficulty, they go by a body of fresh water. That makes just as much sense to me as you praying to some God in the sky that you never saw.
All right.
All right. But we look at that lie, that individual lie, but they spell it out. But I went to the first way. But everybody is a part of everything. But each time the widow mourns, building up her age group mourns with her. When they danced out to the life of the deceased. And at the funeral, they walked through the neighborhood with big sheep, people throwing money on the sheep. All this is collected, given to the elders. She spent 6 weeks at the home of the elders. She comes home. And now I know where the custom came from. They've taken all the furniture out of the house, washed everything. She's not moved out of her house. They take care of the children in her absence. They give her new clothes. She must never wear any clothes she wore while her husband was alive. And they think as long as there's clothes among your people, you have clothes. They present great bodies of food, tabs of food, each lady with a separate dish. She has to take each one. As long as there's food among your people, you have food. I said, this is social security built into a society. How dare you call these people uncivilized? Somebody's going to release the world. It's going to all the people. She's not getting out of her house. She's not evicted. Cousin, uncle, all together. Make sure she takes care of. So many uncles take care of school fees for the children. So many of the staff. And the brother that's left is responsible for locating her and your husband. I'm taking her into his household as one of his wives. I don't care how this sounds to you, but at least you got one. You have got one. Society has made provisions for her never to be alone. Now you can understand why there was no prostitution in these societies until the foreigners came. When you obey the custom that you made, you didn't have a word for jail, when you took care of these things, it was within the structure of the family, but you became addicted to foreign concepts. And you lost the most important thing a people must have, the concept of the state.
All right.
And when you lose the physical state, you must never lose the mental state that you carry in your mind.
All right.
And when they take you away from the physical state, you can recreate the state away from home. What are the East Indians doing building stores in your neighborhood? They're doing what you're supposed to do. They're building the structure of the state. They're building in your neighborhood because they can get away with building in your neighborhood because you are not doing it. There's an opportunity here. But you're not taking advantage of. You're not understanding the nature of your own culture. Now let's deal with that other march, halfway march,
all right,
that they've been trying to kill for years.
All right.
They don't want it here yet.
All right.
They moved the island. You've been to Harlem lately. They moved that island out of the middle of Lenox Avenue. The You want to make Ninth Avenue broad enough for that, then they're going to suggest, why not have it in Harlem, where it started? Ninth Avenue still is not broad, even with the islands on, not broad enough for this.
Right.
And it should be that anyway.
All right.
They don't want you to celebrate culture if indeed that's what you are doing.
All right.
Because if you understand Caribbean culture, few people do. Caribbean culture is not sexual direction down the street. Caribbean culture is heroic and beautiful. It's a long struggle. Oh, if you had a parade with emphasis on culture, the parade would last 1 year, and that would be the end of it. Because you would tell a struggle, you would tell about these revolt, tell a culture. Tell a Kojo sister, Granny Nancy. You tell a Mary C. Cole, who came ahead of Florence Nightingale. You have a float for her. You would tell her the revolt that followed the facsimile, emancipation. Because emancipation in the Caribbean.
There's a little song that we sing in our movement down in the South. I don't know if you've heard it. But it has become the theme song. We shall overcome. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe. We shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it. We shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory is won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory is won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory is won, even some will have to face physical death. But if it-